All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We were out at the Apollo Diamond on Monday night. That's right. We were outdoors with the new Mercer County head softball coach, Morgan Weeks. Day one of the season, and you do get outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. I don't remember a time where we've been out on day one. So.
Yeah, well, tell us how excited you are to get the season started. I know you're pretty excited when you got named head softball coach. That's one thing, but to actually get the season officially started and get out on the diamond.
Yeah, I'm excited. I couldn't sleep last night. I was super pumped and ready to go. Been thinking about practice a lot, practice plans, and all that fun stuff. So,
yeah, what are some of the things, I guess, you look at early? I know you hope you can get outdoors. You got out a little bit today. I know the infield, you can't get on the infield yet, but just a little bit of what your approach is the, you know, first couple of weeks, I guess.
Right. Well, tonight we worked on a lot of long throws because I think once it gets cold again, we're not going to be able to do much of that. So long throws and getting our arms ready and warmed up, just kind of getting the feel for the real ball because it's a lot different than the softy balls we have to use inside, and really working on the little mechanic stuff right now that we can fix these first couple days outside.
Well, and I know it's one thing being an assistant coach. It's another thing being the head coach. And I see in your draped in your left arm right now is a pretty substantial binder. So what's the adjustment been like being a head coach? It's a nice transition from an assistant coach, a young kid, and taking over the program. But I assume there's a little bit of adjustment in all of this.
Oh, yeah. It takes a lot of organization. So that's why I got this binder. I've really worked on getting everything set schedules and making sure everything's organized. I've had a lot of help from my assistant, Kay Huckey, and then my JV coach, Dustin Murray. So they've really been helping me stay organized and stay on top of everything that I forget that I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, well, I know there's a decent nucleus of kids, that's for sure. A lot of young kids that have played last year and the year before. So the expectations, I assume, for you are fairly high, but I know this is a pretty good softball area of the state, too.
Yeah, we've got a lot of returning starters this year. We've got a lot of young kids who have really good, decent talent, who played a lot of ball. So I'm looking forward to it. I think that we're going to do pretty well this year.
And how is the pitching shaping up so far? I know you get some indoor lessons, you get kids working indoors, but what do you think of the pitching so far for 2018?
Our varsity pitcher last year, Danny Higgins, is returning too. So we're going to have her. We've got a lot of younger girls coming this year to pitch, a lot of freshmen. So I think we've got a lot of potential there, and I'll be ready to see what we have when we get outside and see some live pitches.
Yeah. All right, so I think the first games can be played 2 weeks from today, March the 12th. When is the Eagles' first game of the season?
It's March 13th. We're going to have varsity home, and JV will be away in Kewaunee.
Yeah, and I know the schedule, if I remember, from past years is always, like, really top-heavy with the top, you know, 2A competition. You get Rock Ridge and Girard normally, and then you throw in basically, I think, almost every Western Big Six team that's out there to play, too. Is that kind of how the schedule shapes up here in 2018?
Yeah, I think Rock Ridge and Girard might be in our first three or four games of the season this year. So, yeah.
And are you still playing the Metro Quad City Schools, too?
Yeah, we have UT, Alleman, and not Moline.
Rocky, Moline. Okay, but you do play all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a good schedule to start. So just looking at, back at the kids that have played the last couple of years, position-wise, I mean, you feel pretty good about putting this team on the field. I'm sure there's still some positions to be won here in the first couple of weeks of the season, but, you know, having the opportunity where some of these kids have played some varsity innings, I know that's got to be pretty important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to see a lot of people returning who've had some previous varsity time. We might try to switch things up a little bit this year. I don't know where we're going to put everyone yet. We're trying to figure that a little bit in the next week or two, so.
Morgan Weeks, we'll be look forward to working with you here in the spring, and good luck early on.
Thank you.
All right, out at the Apollo Diamond on Monday. Nice to see the sun shining and hear the crack of the bat, too. We'll have more on WRMJ in a moment.